Musicals draw big Broadway crowds because audiences want to see them. During this year's Big Apple trip, 7 of the 10 shows I saw were musicals. A disclaimer up front is in order. For the first time in over 20 years of reviewing New York shows annually, I was unable to see Broadway's biggest hit, Hamilton, because there were no press seats until after this weekend's Tony Awards. Unfortunately, none of the Broadway musicals I saw are destined to become classics. In this first of two looks at the musicals I attended, the focus is on successes, including the Shuffle Along and She Loves Me revivals, last season's Best Musical Tony winner, Fun Home, and Tuck Everlasting. Shuffle Along is a delight. The original Noble Sissle and U.B. Blake songs were retained, but the 1921 book was cleverly revised by George C. Wolfe, who also staged the piece winningly. Originally, Shuffle Along introduced black performers to Broadway's heavily white audiences. Filled with toe-tapping Savon Glover dances, Shuffle Along stars three outstanding Broadway performers, the luminous Audra McDonald, Brian Stokes Mitchell, and Billy Porter. They had a talented ensemble of singer-dancers. The Roundabout Theater Company's revival of 1963's She Loves Me is a beautiful confection from a time when Broadway musicals were happier and possessed lovely scores. Set in a 1934 Budapest perfumery, the show exposes the shop's many internal love affairs. The set shows the shop's exterior, but then opens to become the fabulously detailed store. Laura Benanti and Zachary Levi's feuding clerks, who secretly admire each other, plus Gavin Creel and Jane Krakowski's more outwardly amorous clerks, are comically and musically gifted. Last season's Tony-winning Best Musical, Fun Home, is a provocative new show that deals with a struggling family and the challenges of growing up in today's complicated society. Much of the original cast remains in the show, including the amazing Michael Cerveris as the father. The musical score is a series of inward-looking pieces that expose each character's thinking in this complex family. Staged in the intimate Circle in the Square Theater, the audience surrounds the action, making the audience part of the family's challenging discoveries. Based on the children's story, Tuck Everlasting was a charming family musical that closed even though it is superior to the long-running Finding Neverland. The dynamic staging and a superlative cast brought the story to vibrant life. Tuck Everlasting is destined to have a big presence in regional and local productions. Well-staged and beautiful Broadway musicals always entertain adult theatergoers, dazzle young audiences, and promise to keep Broadway dynamic. On June 20th, I will review three Broadway musical misses. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.